Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we welcome Kari Lang, the CEO of an award-winning branding agency, Studio Brand Collective, with offices in Houston and Detroit, and is a passionate entrepreneur who has accomplished a lot throughout her career. And Kari, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's funny you said all of that, and I was like, is he talking about me? But thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably had to pinch yourself to actually understand that we are talking about you. Thanks for joining us here today, Kari. I really appreciate it. So if you would tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you started Studio Brand Collective. Let's start there.
Wow. I'm going to give you the best condensed version. I am an accidental entrepreneur. I was born and raised in Jamaica and, very much instilled in, the traditional tree jobs. I call them the trifecta. It's either you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. So nowhere in my life did I ever think that I would be running my own company. I went to law school, practiced a little bit, and then I lived in Michigan for most of my life until the automotive industry went kaboom in about 2009. And, the market was really crazy back then. So I had a friend who said, hey, try, Texas, because clearly they're recession proof. And I came to Texas. I applied for a few jobs. Again, entrepreneurship nowhere in my mind. And I landed what I thought was my dream job. It was a job that allowed me to combine my master's with my law degree. And so I worked in that capacity for several years, and then I decided I was full. I decided there was something that was still calling on me that I needed to do, and I said I was just going to create. I wanted to create, and to follow this flow of creation, and I started with these, what I call them, mod-made goods, modern handmade goods that were made in the U.S., and I said I was going to focus on this, and as it turns out, I had a few people who were actually taking notice while I was in my prior job, and that was really running a marketing department. And so they reached out to me when they learned that I was kind of, doing my own thing and asked if I would just help them. And I said, sure, why not, right? I mean, I'm in this creating phase, I will help. And it started with one help to the referral to another help. And, over the span of a year, I amassed about 10 clients. Very much accidentally. The first thing I said was, oh my gosh, this is not what I wanted to do. This is not what I planned on doing. But it's funny because you put your plans out there and sometimes the misdirection is where you need it to be. And from that, Studio Brand was born. I mean, after seeing how much I was amassing, I decided that maybe this is what I needed to make, into a legitimate business. And I was able to start working with great clients and had a lot of challenges, but, had a lot of things that came my way because of my work ethic and because of, what I did. And so Studio Brand was formed, and, we're about 9, 10 years later and, still going.
And that says a lot, nearly a decade in business. Awesome. Now, everyone has challenges and obstacles on a daily basis, especially when you have your own business. What challenges or obstacles did you overcome in your entrepreneurial journey? Get into some of those details. I'm sure we could learn something along the way.
Oh my goodness, challenges. The one thing that I will say is this. I think once you become an entrepreneur, one of the guarantees in that journey is that it's just challenges, because that is what it is. There is no blueprint. There is no magic bullet. There is no red carpet ride. I mean, you can plan as much as you want, but you're always going to be hit with curveballs. And I've experienced, a gamut of those things. So hiring, for example, is a challenge that has now become even greater with COVID and the new work environment and having to adapt to what that looks like. And I think the key there is adapting. So, with hiring being a challenge, we've had to adapt how we work with, you know, recruiting our employees to just the benefits and options that we provide them. And we've had to be a lot more flexible in understanding that we are now in an era that flexibility is the name of the game and adaptability. Cash flow. I think cash flow, as any business owner will tell you, is going to be key. If you're not able to maintain consistent cash flow, you're not going to be able to, one, run the business on a day-to-day basis, but even beyond that, grow the business, because there's such thing as being stuck, and it's being stuck in the consistent of the day-to-day without even growing or projecting what that looks like. So in terms of cash flow and capital financing, one of the things that we've done, and we've been much more fortunate lately, is that, you know, we've injected a lot of my own personal savings into the business, as well as, you know, you tap into friends and family. But then once your business gets to a certain point, there are always a lot of different options. And whether that is, you know, getting credit with the bank that you've banked with forever, like the bank that I started off with when I only had $800 in the bank is the bank we have now. And that history of building with them has created credibility in what they're willing to provide you. And whether that's in business credit or lines of credit or loans, those are all available. And then there are always things like grants for, you know, businesses. And it depends on, you know, whether your type of business qualifies or as a business owner you qualify. And so also networking. I am an alumni of the Goldman Sachs 10K Small Business program, and it really allows you to network and to meet a lot of people and go through a program that shows you how to work on these things. And I think that's also a big thing when it comes to running a business. And then, of course, you know, ensuring that your marketing, like people know about your business and services. I mean, that's a big challenge for me because I like to keep my head down. And every so often I have to remind myself that you still have to look up and you still have to let people know that this is what you do. This is why you're great at it. And this is why they need to hire you or buy from you, you know, whether it's a product or a service business. So challenges is sometimes as entrepreneur, we kind of get stuck in the day to day of the business as opposed to running the business and working on the business. And it's something that you just have to consistently remind yourself of and set, you know, rail guards in place. So maybe it's every Monday or every Wednesday I am working on the business as a CEO, or every Mondays and Fridays. And so that way you are setting up constructs that will allow you to always come back into focus.
Obviously, you're doing something right. Do you have any recommendations for other entrepreneurs pursuing their dream or dreams?
Absolutely. I think that one thing that I'm really wrapping my brain around now and being more cognizant of is mindset. You know, everything in life really starts with your mindset first and then action second. Your actions are always going to follow your thoughts. So, you know, we've run into a lot of challenges over the years. And when I was in a mindset of doom and, oh my gosh, this is about to break or this is about to go down, it really then follows. All the actions follow from that. But if you're in the mindset of, I can fix this or I can solve this, it may mean you need help, or there may be something that you haven't put in place yet that you need to work on. But it really starts with getting your mind wrapped around who you are, what's your responsibilities, and how you can get there, what resources you have available, and what the plan is, as opposed to worrying about all of the bad that can happen. Because again, entrepreneurship means you're always going to have challenges. So if you go into it with that mindset, you're also going to be in a mindset of solution. You're going to be thinking about how do I make this an opportunity versus, you know, a problem.
We're certainly thankful you joined us here today. I'm sure someone has already appreciated some of the information and insight shared here today. We're joined by Karee Lang, the CEO of an award-winning branding agency called Studio Brand Collective, with offices in Houston and Detroit, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how is Studio Brand Collective standing apart from other marketing and branding agencies, and what is the secret sauce there?
Wow. So that's also something that I think I'm always working on. But I think the most resounding thing for me is just how we work with our clients. You know, our clients for us, we're an extension of their business. It's as if they created a marketing team and we were it. And so it just so happens that we don't actually work with them. But we really truly believe in forging relationships with our clients, taking their hands and leading them and becoming their advisors. It's not just about doing what they want. It's really about having a collaborative leading advisory that says these are the best things to do and here is our recommendation and moving on that for their best interest.
Kriya, in conclusion, is there any other advice or insights you'd like to share with the audience or anything else you'd like to share as we do wrap things up today?
Oh, wonderful. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, when I talk to young entrepreneurs, it's the fear of losing or what losing means to you. But the thing about losing is when you're on an entrepreneurial journey, there is always knowledge in losing. And sometimes losing is much more important than winning because it's in the loss that you're able to analyze what you did right and what you did wrong. And from that, you're able to build upon that. So sometimes, you know, I like to say there's really no such thing as failure because it's a mindset again. It's really about the learning. It's the learning curve. It's, you know, what did I learn from this experience? What's the opportunity that I need to be able to pull out of this? And that's going to be really important in moving forward.
Kri, really appreciate your joining us here today. And I'm sure you've piqued the interest of our listeners here on what you're offering through your firm, Studio Brand Collective. Hit that website where listeners can get further details online and also by means of being in touch as well.
Oh, wow. Well, if you need a branding campaign that resonates with your audience, you can find us at wearestudiobrand.com. And then you can find us on social at We Are Studio Brand. Very easy. We Are Studio Brand.
And of course, we'll leave the link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Kri, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Kri Lang. She is the CEO of an award-winning branding agency called the Studio Brand Collective with offices in Houston and Detroit. And for all the details, visit StudioBrandCollective.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.